Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. After crossing the Rappahannock River and taking possession of the small town of Fredericksburg in December of 1862, the Federal Army of the Potomac set its sights on taking the surrounding high ground where the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia had withdrawn. The most impenetrable of these positions was a long stone wall at the base of a sloping hill known as Marie's Heights. After several unsuccessful charges, the fighting ceased for the day, leaving the field littered with thousands of bloody Union bodies. Throughout the night, screams and cries of the wounded penetrated the peaceful silence of the ceasefire. One soldier, Sergeant Richard Roland Kirkland, an infantry sergeant with the 2nd South Carolina Volunteers, struggled to rest amid the horrid sounds of suffering that echoed across the battlefield. By the next morning, he could take it no longer and requested permission to aid the enemy. With total disregard for his own life, Kirkland grabbed several canteens and leaped over the fortification. Going back and forth over the wall for an hour and a half, Kirkland only returned to the safety of his own lines after he had done all he could do. In 1965, a monument was sculpted by the famous artist Felix de Wenden and unveiled in front of the stone wall on the Fredericksburg National Battlefield, where Kirkland performed his humanitarian act. The inscription on the statue reads, "At the risk of his life, this American soldier of sublime compassion brought water to his wounded foes at Fredericksburg. The fighting men on both sides of the line called him the Angel of Marie's Heights."